Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jesse?
Speaking.
Hey, Jesse, my name is Seth McElroy, and a friend of mine named Robin referred me to speak to you. She said that you're a fantastic couples counselor, and honestly, I could really use some of that in my life right now.
Oh, yeah. So Robin referred you to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's great. Well, what do you think you're going to be needing help with?
Well, you know, I don't want to take up too much of your time on the phone, but my wife has kind of developed quite a temper and is really kind of being extremely selfish. So I'd like to book an appointment for both of us to come in and try to work things out with you.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I've been doing this for a long time. I'm not sure if Robin told you, but I guess we could just figure out when would be a good time for you guys to come in. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. Well, I have my calendar here.
Okay.
And I'm looking, like, how about next week, Tuesday, maybe, at 11?
Are you asking or telling me?
No, I'm asking you if Tuesday at 11 okay. works.
Okay, because for a second I thought you were trying to manipulate me into picking Tuesday, and I won't be manipulated.
Like I said, I opened my calendar, and I looked, and next Tuesday next availability at 11.
You know, I would think in this scenario you would ask me a specific date that works for me. It just seems sort of selfish for you to throw out a date and time that only works for you.
No, I didn't say that. I said, does that day at 11 work for you?
Okay, so now you're playing the blame game. We're playing the blame game, right?
What's going on right now, Seth?
I'm kind of disturbed because I call up to book a simple couples counseling session, and you go crazy on me and turn into a total control freak with your schedule and not even worried about my needs at all.
Seth, I'm trying to speak with you about this very calmly. But okay. You seem to
I want to pick the time and I want to pick the day.
What?
Do you hear that voice saying those things? That's the child inside of me that you're not listening to. Okay, and now you're laughing at him.
Seth,
okay, I guess that child isn't allowed to talk to the big bad couples counselor. Because you know what might happen if he does? He's going to get a verbal spanking. And you just want to verbally spank my child.
Seth, no one wants to spank you. Nobody does. Just please.
You haven't even seen me.
I know.
You might want to spank me.
Okay. This is getting a little out of control, I think.
I agree. And I don't understand why you're yelling at me and why we can't just schedule a time.
I'm not yelling at you. I've never yelled at you once.
It's about you, isn't it?
So you want to do couples counseling because you think that your wife is being selfish,
yes,
controlling, and has a temper and yells?
Absolutely!
Whoa.
She only cares about herself. She's selfish, and she has quite a temper!
I'm just absorbing the reality of the situation here.
The reality is, she's out of control, and I just want to book a day with you, and you're being just selfish like her.
I don't know if we're good.
Stop yelling at me!
Seth, I'm about to say something to you that might make you feel uncomfortable.
Okay. I'm all ears.
I really think you need to take a look at yourself in this situation.
Did you just ask me to get naked?
Okay, Seth, I think we're done now. And could you tell Robin thanks a lot for passing my information on to you?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I can absolutely tell her that. Sorry we couldn't work it out, though. Good luck on your future endeavors.
Yes, thank you. And yeah, I do want to suggest that you do see somebody, and because you seem to have a lot going on right now, but I just definitely do not think we're the right fit.
And you're right, I do have a lot going on right now, including this prank phone call that I'm doing on you. And maybe that's stressing me out a little bit.
What?
Oh, yes, I'm doing a prank phone call on you because this is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the morning doing a phone tap on you, and your friend Robin set you up.
Oh, my God.
It's a joke. She says that
Okay, well, thank God.
Never have enough fun during work hours. So.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, that was pretty over the top, crazy. So, and I'm not even allowed to use that word.
Yeah, it was pretty. Yeah, the way that you went off on me.
Unprovoked. Yeah, I did, didn't I? I raged right at you.
You did, and that was very unprofessional, I think.
I'm sorry. Yes, my temper's crazy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.